This is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, go to nature.com/nature/podcast.
Wood is one of the oldest and best known construction materials on the planet. But that doesn't mean that its full potential has been reached.
As I explore this material, we start to realize there are a lot of potentials in this earth abundant material.
That's Liangbing Hu from the University of Maryland in the States. But Hu hasn't always worked with wood.
I've been working in a company on carbon nanotubes.
But after colleagues showed him an image of wood fibers taken with a scanning electron microscope, Hu was taken aback.
I was actually confused. I thought this was carbon nanotubes, and he told me this is actually cellulose nanofibers.
Cellulose nanofibers are the long aligned fibers which make up about 40% of wood's mass. We'll tweet a pic so you can see what he's talking about at Nature Podcast.
Once I noticed the similarity of carbon nanotubes and the cellulose nanofibers, I realized this is a material I want to work on and has a lot of potential to be explored.
Hu wanted to try to maximize wood's mechanical strength by engineering it at the nano scale. But first, he needed to understand the nanostructure of wood.
As trees grow, you know, you have these wonderful nanofibers along the growth direction and with lignin embedded in the wood.
This lignin is an important player.
Lignin is like a binder, glue everything together in a tree.
So, we have fibers glued together by lignin, and then there's one final structural component.
The fibers are arranged in the way that they have these micro-sized channels that help pump in the water, pump the nutrition up to the top of the tree. But if you look as a mechanical structure material, these big channels are defects. So our process is basically remove these big channels by compressing them.
The idea is that by squishing out these channels, Hu can remove the mechanical defects. But before he can press the wood, he has to remove that glue-like lignin. However, crucially, not all of it.
To be able to hold this structure together, we have to keep part of the lignin inside the wood. And by doing so, you can realize the potential of this material.
The process Hu uses is quite simple. In fact, it's very similar to the process used to make paper. He removes some of the lignin from the wood in a high-temperature chemical bath and then compresses it.
In our process, we carefully keep the integrity of the wood and then you press it into this strong and tough material.
After testing, the densified wood's strength and toughness were significantly increased.
In the end, it's still a piece of wood, but the strength is about 10 to 20 times higher and the toughness at the same time is also 10 to 20 times higher. And when you normalize by the weight, it's actually about 4 to 5 times better than the best steel.
Hu compared the densified wood to another well-known material.
The strength and toughness is very similar to carbon fiber, but it's about 10 times cheaper than carbon fiber.
Hu's densified wood isn't quite as strong or tough as carbon fiber just yet, but it isn't far off. So, what could super strong wood be useful for? Well, Hu suggested the construction industry, he even mentioned skyscrapers, but he has plenty of other ideas too.
So this material can be used in many applications when you need the strength and toughness, and even better if you need a lightweight. You know, for lightweight vehicles, for wind turbines, for airplanes.
Hu isn't claiming this material can do everything. It can be brittle, and although there is an improvement over natural wood, there remains a possible problem with moisture resistance. But no one material can ever suit all applications. Now, Hu isn't alone in this research area. Other researchers have already achieved somewhat comparable results, and some actually consider this paper to be a fairly underwhelming advance. Fred Kamke, chair of wood-based composite science at Oregon State University, also noted that, quote, "These other methods are probably much less expensive than a 7-hour boil in a caustic solution," end quote. He was referring to Hu's delignification process. Hu, however, believes that his process is still economically viable.
To be honest, we're having to do a careful comparison, but I think it's going to be fairly cost-effective compared to many of the composites people made using biomass, using even the carbon fiber or glass fibers. Yeah.
Either way, Hu has patented certain steps of his process, specifically the bits related to the partial lignin removal. He's also in talks with the automotive industry and the construction industry and aims to commercialise his product. So who knows, maybe in 20 years' time, you'll re-listen to this episode while you drive to work in your wooden car.
That was Liang Bing-Hu from the University of Maryland. Quick straw poll then, everyone. Which do you think is more likely? A, that people will be driving wooden cars in the future, or B, that they'll be listening to 20-year-old nature podcasts? Answers on a postcard.
Or on Twitter @naturepodcast, whichever you prefer.